听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Steve. This month's Studio Classroom Health Feature looks at some things you probably did not know about your health or about your body. Today we'll focus on the last five items. Now if you've missed the previous 15, you can log onto health.com and see all 20. Now, before we go any further, we have another e-report where we ask you the question, which is more important to your health, regular exercise or regular sleep?
In my opinion, I think exercise is more important than sleep. I usually swim for 40 minutes, 3 times a week. Even though my body feels tight, I feel it's good for my health.
Exercise will help your body feel younger, so you will have more time to do other things you want to do. Exercise is so great!
Okay, thank you for that. Let's begin today's lesson now by opening to page 36 and reading about fact number 16.
Things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 2. Number 16. Regular exercise can lower a woman's cancer risk, but only if she's getting enough sleep. The National Cancer Institute followed 5,968 women for almost 10 years, during which 604 of them developed some form of cancer. Women in the top half of physical activity levels showed an approximate 20% reduction in cancer risk compared to those who exercised less. For a segment of those women, sleeping less than 7 hours per night had a decreased benefit to exercise. Their cancer risk was greater than those who exercised but slept more, but still lower than those who exercised the least. Number 17. Foreign accent syndrome and exploding head syndrome are real, but very rare, medical conditions.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today for our second day in this month's health article, 20 Things You Probably Didn't Know About Your Body and Health, Part 2. Yesterday we covered 5 items, including things like the fact that you should run on a treadmill while looking in a mirror, or that you should rinse your nose with salt water if you're having nasal congestion. Well, today we have several more tips to give you, and the first one, as probably is, doesn't come as much of a surprise, is going to be talking about exercise.
Okay, so number 16 says that regular exercise can lower a woman's cancer risk, but only if she's getting enough sleep. So because of some research that's done, we've seen that exercise along with enough sleep can help lower a woman's risk of getting cancer.
And again, we have some more research to back this up. The article goes on to say, the National Cancer Institute followed 5,968 women for almost 10 years, during which 604 of them developed some form of cancer. So they're studying this large group of women, over 5,000 out of those 5,000 some odd women, just over 600 get cancer. So they're going to be looking at their exercise and the amount of sleep that they get to determine if that plays a role in their getting cancer.
Right. So they're comparing these women and the amount that they've exercised and the amount that they've slept. And they're seeing a correlation there. Our article goes on to say that women in the top half of physical activity levels, so that sounds like the women who exercise the most, showed an approximate 20% reduction in cancer risk compared to those who exercised less.
So if we're talking about something that is approximate, the word approximate means giving a number or a measurement that is around or close to or near what it's supposed to be, but not exact. For example, we might say the approximate time of departure from the airport is 11 o'clock a.m. Now we know that if we've ever been to an airport, you don't always leave right at 11 a.m., but the approximate time around 11 a.m. Would be when you would be leaving. So here we're talking about approximately 20% reduction in cancer risk for those who exercise, who are at their top physical level of ability.
Okay, now here is where it starts to get interesting. Our article says that for a segment of those women, and if we're talking about a segment, we're talking about a portion or a part of the total number of women. So for a segment of those women, sleeping less than 7 hours per night had a decreased benefit to exercise. So sleeping less than 7 hours a night hurts or decreases, it takes away from the benefits of that exercise.
So we're seeing again here how important rest and sleep is to your body. The article goes on to say their cancer risk was greater than those who exercised but slept more, but still lower than those who exercised the least.
Okay, so if we were to compare all of these groups of women who were studied, the ones who exercised the most and slept more than 7 hours a night had the lowest risk of getting cancer. And those who exercised the least and slept the least obviously had the greatest risk of cancer. And those in the middle who exercised but didn't quite get enough sleep, they still had some benefit, or there was still a reduction of cancer risk, but not as great as those who exercised the most and slept the most.
Okay, so I think the lesson to be learned here is do your best to exercise and get plenty of sleep in order to remain healthy. Well, let's move on to number 17. Number 17 says that foreign accent syndrome and exploding head syndrome are real but very rare medical conditions. Now, when we're talking about a syndrome, we're talking about a group of symptoms that are medical problems that go together to kind of show a disease. And foreign accent syndrome is something that sometimes, but very rarely, occurs after a brain injury where a person appears to be speaking in an accent that is not their own home native accent.
Right, because their brain has been affected in some way, their ability to speak is also affected. And so to you and to me, people like us, we would hear it as a foreign accent. And also, exploding head syndrome is rare, but a real medical condition. Now, this sounds like a condition where somebody's head actually blows up, but that can't be possible. So we'll have to take a look at what this is after the break. Before we take a break and come back, let's visit the chat room.
So how often do you exercise?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to answer your question, Ken.
Well, when was the last time you exercised?
Let me think. I took the stairs this morning instead of the elevator.
Well, that's a start. You know, today's Studio Classroom article says that exercise can lower a woman's risk of cancer. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I should take the stairs more often.
Hey, this reminds me of the conversation we had yesterday. Wouldn't lower be the opposite of increase?
You're right. Lower means to get smaller in number. reduce or decrease.
Wait, did you say reduce?
Yes, I did.
The article mentions the word reduction. Is that the same thing?
Reduction is the noun form of reduce. You can exercise and eat less for weight reduction or weight loss.
I see. Can you lower or decrease your weight?
Yes, you can say that. You can also get a grade reduction if you're in school. A teacher may give a student a grade reduction for not turning in their homework.
Reduction sounds similar to deduction. Do they have the same meaning?
They have similar meanings, but deduction refers more to money. When a part of a sum of money is taken away, it is called a deduction. For instance, when you're paying your taxes, the part of your salary that is not taxable is called the deduction.
Oh, I see. So when you take away the deduction, you see how much of the income will be charged tax.
Yes. If someone makes a total of $40,000, let's say, but $10,000 is not charged tax, then that is the deduction. So $30,000 would be taxed.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I have one more question, Ashley. Do you get enough sleep?
Oh, boy. I have to say no. I don't get enough sleep.
Well, you should, you know. The article says that with regular exercise and a good amount of sleep, you can reduce your cancer risk.
Okay, Ken. I'll keep that in mind. Let me know if you have any more questions.
Okay, I'll do that. 一起来看几个相关的字。Lower 是减低、降低。Exercise can lower a woman's risk of cancer. 运动能够降低女性罹患癌症的几率。Reduce 也是降低或者减少。若是你没有交你的家庭作业，老师有可能会reduce your grade, 降低你的成绩。另外还有 deduct, deduct 也是减少，但通常呢是用于金钱，表示扣除。每年报税的时候，很多人都会列举一些可以 deduct 抵税的项目。好，我们下一次图书馆见。
Hi, everybody. Welcome back from the break. Before the break, we took a look at fact number 17, the foreign accent syndrome. Now, this is very interesting, as people who have this will unintentionally speak their native language with a foreign accent. For example, an American English speaker might start speaking English with a British accent. I don't know if that was British or not. Well, don't worry about getting this disease or this syndrome because it's pretty rare. On average, each year, just one case is reported. Okay, we're going to finish fact 17 and then we'll wrap up the lesson with facts 18 to 20. Let's pick up the reading on line 7.
Twenty Things You Probably Didn't Know About Your Body and Health, Part 2. The American Sleep Association explains that a person with exploding head syndrome experiences a loud, indecipherable noise that seems to originate from inside the head. Number 18. Walking against the wind, in the water, or while wearing a backpack burns about 50 more calories per hour than walking with no resistance. People who wear pedometers also tend to burn more calories and lose more weight. Number 19. Germ-killing wipes can spread bacteria from one spot to another if you reuse them. Number 20. Facebook may be good for your health. Studies show that staying in touch with family and friends can ward off memory loss and help you live longer.
Welcome back. We are talking about a couple of very rare but real medical conditions. One is foreign accent syndrome, and the other is known as exploding head syndrome. Now, just before the break, we told you it doesn't mean that your head actually explodes or blows up. It means something very different. In fact, the American Sleep Association explains that a person with exploding head syndrome experiences a loud, indecipherable noise that seems to originate from inside the head. Well, Chip, I'm really glad to know that there's not such a syndrome where your head explodes, right. But this does seem pretty annoying.
Right. Yeah, I'm relieved that it's not quite like it sounds, but yeah, this does sound very frustrating. And if a noise is indecipherable, then that means it's not able to be deciphered. And often when we're talking about deciphering something, we're talking about understanding the meaning of something. Often, someone's handwriting or what they've written is indecipherable. You can't understand what is being written and the meaning of what is being communicated. So here, the noise is indecipherable. They can't understand where it's coming from and what it's meaning.
Okay, so again, two very rare medical conditions and yet very real. Let's move on to number 18. It says walking against the wind in the water or while wearing a backpack burns about 50 more calories per hour than walking with no resistance. I think we're coming up on a common theme here, sleep and exercise. And if you're walking against the wind or walking against the water, that's good exercise because it provides resistance. And resistance is just a force that is working in an opposite direction. It takes a little bit more work to walk into water that's moving the opposite direction you are. And that's good exercise.
Right. That helps you burn more calories and use more energy that would normally turn into fat and turn into extra weight that you don't want. Well, our next one says, part of number 18 goes on to say that people who wear pedometers also tend to burn more calories and lose more weight. Now, wait a second, Chelsea. It almost sounds like a pedometer would be a very heavy thing that you're carrying, and because it's heavy, you would be burning more calories. Is that true?
It does sound like that, but actually, pedometers are very light. Oftentimes, you just strap them onto your ankle. It's like a little bracelet. It doesn't weigh hardly anything, and it keeps track of how far you've gone and the calories you've burned. This word pedometer, you see the letters P-E-D there? You might know the word pedal, like on a bicycle, or podiatrist is a foot doctor. So something with that P-E-D usually refers to something to do with the feet. So a pedometer is a tool or device used to count your steps.
Okay, so it counts the number of steps that you take. So this pedometer would give you a general idea of the distance that you've traveled. So maybe if you're a walker or a runner, you might walk or run with a pedometer.
All right, let's move on to number 19. It says that germ-killing wipes can spread bacteria from one spot to another if you reuse them. Now, I like to keep a clean house and especially my kitchen, and I have used these germ-killing wipes before. It is good to know that I cannot reuse them because I don't want that bacteria, once it's wiped up, onto the wipe. You don't want to re-put it on your countertop or wherever you're cleaning.
Right. You'd be moving the bacteria all over your kitchen or all over the countertop, which would defeat the purpose of the bacteria, the germ-killing wipe. Well, our final one is pretty interesting, especially if you like Facebook. Number 20 says that Facebook may be good for your health. Now, Facebook is a social networking website that many of us use to keep in touch with friends and family. And studies show that staying in touch with family and friends can ward off memory loss and help you live longer.
Now, I like Facebook, but I had no idea it had so many positive benefits to it, like warding off or keeping away memory loss and helping me live longer. That's really interesting, and maybe I should be spending some more time on Facebook, or maybe I should just be spending some more time staying in touch with family and friends. Well, we hope that you've learned a lot today about your health and about your body, and we hope that you will do your part to exercise and eat well and get plenty of rest so you can live a healthy life. Right now, let's watch a skit.
What else do you know about health?
Did you know that exercise might lower your risk of cancer?
Oh, well, I'll stay up late tonight and exercise.
But if you don't get enough sleep, the exercise won't help.
Oh, no. Maybe I'll exercise in my sleep.
Do you ever hear voices?
Yes, I can hear your voice right now.
No, some people hear voices that originate from inside their heads.
Oh, what do the voices say?
Nobody knows. They are indecipherable.
Oh, well, those voices should speak more clearly. Here's something. If you walk against the wind, you will burn off more calories.
Yes, but if you walk against the wind one way, you'll walk with the wind coming back. So, does it really help?
Oh, I'll have to think about that.
Guess what? Germ-killing wipes can spread germs if you reuse them.
Oh, no! Then I'll only use them once.
Right. Do you have any other helpful information?
Let's see. Yeah, you can join Facebook.
Join Facebook?
Yes. Staying in touch on Facebook can ward off memory loss.
I didn't know that. Hey, I have to go now.
Where are you going?
To join Facebook, before I forget.
Good idea. Where's he going?
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 approximate 这个形容词。Approximate 是指大约的或大概的。例如 ,the approximate budget for the advertising campaign is $2 million. 这个广告宣传活动大约的预算是$2,000,000。或者是 ,the approximate arrival time of the incoming flight is 5:30 PM. 这个入境的班机到达的时间大约是下午5:30。继续我们看的是 segment 这个名词 ,SEG 这个字根有切断的意思。所以 segment 是指部分或者是片段。例如 ,people over the age of 50 make up the largest population segment of this country. 这个国家人口最大的部分是超过50岁的国民。或者是 ,only a short segment of the speech was recorded. 这场演讲只录到了一小段。最后我们看的是 indecipherable 这个形容词 ,IN 是否定的字首 ,decipherable 是指可破解的、可解释的或者是可辨认的。所以加起来 ,indecipherable 是指无法解释的或者是无法辨识的。例如 ,the doctor's prescriptions were so indecipherable that the pharmacist had to call him to reconfirm. 这位医生的处方签太难辨识，药剂师还必须打电话跟他确认。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 2. Number 16. Regular exercise can lower a woman's cancer risk, but only if she's getting enough sleep. The National Cancer Institute followed 5,968 women for almost 10 years, during which 604 of them developed some form of cancer. Women in the top half of physical activity levels showed an approximate 20% reduction in cancer risk compared to those who exercised less. For a segment of those women, sleeping less than 7 hours per night had a decreased benefit to exercise. Their cancer risk was greater than those who exercised but slept more, but still lower than those who exercised the least. Number 17. Foreign accent syndrome and exploding head syndrome are real, but very rare, medical conditions. The American Sleep Association explains that a person with exploding head syndrome experiences a loud, indecipherable noise that seems to originate from inside the head. Number 18. Walking against the wind, in the water, or while wearing a backpack burns about 50 more calories per hour than walking with no resistance. People who wear pedometers also tend to burn more calories and lose more weight. Number 19. Germ-killing wipes can spread bacteria from one spot to another if you reuse them. Number 20. Facebook may be good for your health. Studies show that staying in touch with family and friends can ward off memory loss and help you live longer.
Friends, we hope that through this health article you have found something, even if it's just a small thing, that will help lead you to healthier living. Hey everyone, we think our monthly Studio Classroom Magazine scrapbook will lead you to some healthier English. Please check out page 54, where you'll find tips, facts, quotes, and maybe even a few chuckles. Well, I hope the rest of your Thursday is great. Join us tomorrow as we talk about the exciting world of dating. All right, friends, have a good day. Bye-bye.